Hi, I'm Sean. Today I'm going to talk about semi-hosting in the context of U-Boot and what it is and how it works and maybe why you might want to use it. So first I want to ask, how do you bootstrap a system? So you might do this for two reasons. One, you have a new board right from the factory and it has nothing on it at all, and you have to get something on it. And the other one is maybe you bricked it. And this happens to me sometimes. Actually, it happens quite a lot, especially when I'm working on U-Boot, and the board will no longer boot. So there's two basic steps for usually. The first one is you want to get something running on your board. And the second one is you want to then write something to storage so you don't have to do the process again. So there's a variety of protocols you can use. USB, of course. I like UMS. It's very nice. It makes your device look like a USB flash drive, which is very, very convenient. There's also a bunch of Ethernet stuff, the classic TFTP. Fastboot makes an appearance twice because it can do both. If you have an SD card, bootstrapping is super easy. You just pop out the SD card and put whatever you want on it and put the SD card back in. But a lot of boards don't have SD cards, so this is not always an option. There's serial. This is usually kind of slow, so you might only want to use it for the code execution part, but it's definitely there. Some boards have it built into the bootloader. You can just flash something over serial. And there's also JTAG. And JTAG is kind of a classic one. Also slow. You probably wouldn't want to flash your whole root file system over it, but it's pretty reliable, and a lot of boards have it. What if you only have JTAG? And you don't have any of these other nice protocols. So I'd like to take a little bit of a different approach to the problem. And let's talk about something totally different, which is the NXP CoreIQ line of communications processors.